This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:07. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. First up, we're right on the cusp of a mega long Labor Day, Raya weekend. Lots of people are planning their balik kampung road trips. We wanted to see if we could answer the ultimate traffic question. When is the best time to leave?
Honestly, this conversation was inspired by any number of pantry water cooler conversations that we've had all week long, right? Just all around the station about, okay, so when are you leaving? What are your plans? Is it a 4:30 call time? You know, what's going to happen? And this comes, of course, because, it's been 2 years, really, since many people have been able to go back home and celebrate Hari Raya. And with these relaxed restrictions, with us transitioning into the endemic stage, simply put, a lot of people are going to be traveling. In fact, we're seeing that happen right now, right? Major roads, highways are becoming crazy levels of congested. People are already making their way out of town. People are also out shopping and preparing for the celebrations. And for some numbers, 4.7 million vehicles are expected to hit the roads nationwide. The idea of that is headache-inducing.
I felt like I drove through 4.7 today to work, so, you know.
That's been the case all week, and I'm sure for pretty much everybody. So Datuk Mat Kasim Karim, who is the Traffic Investigation and Enforcement Department Director, said that his department will mobilise 6,559 traffic officers and personnel members at state and district levels to try and ensure that there is traffic smoothness and safety.
So this is also coming as, you know, the toll discounts were announced, right?
Yeah.
Which has really quite heavily factored into how people planned when to travel, because the dates for when the toll discounts are going to be in effect might kind of factor into how much you want to spend to go home. So Prime Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri Yaakob essentially announced that there were going to be exemptions and discounts at 30 different highways nationwide. And this will be in effect from the 30th of April, from 30th of April to 1st of May, and then 7th of May to 8th of May for all vehicles, 50% discount on Kasas, Damansara Puchong Highway or the LDP, the Duke, and 30% discount will be given at the Smart Tunnel, Sprint Highway, SKVE, among others. So there's a variety of concessions going on.
Sorry, can I just say, you went with the discount, but you didn't mention the free, because there are actually toll exemptions that are happening. And I think that that's really going to be the one that does everyone in. And the toll exemptions are happening on the likely to be busiest highways, because it's things like the North-South Expressway, the East Coast Expressway. So I really think, and the other highways that kind of connect the two. So really, whether it's 30%, 50%, or all the way up to free, I imagine that there's going to be a lot of people waiting for April 30th to May 1st and subsequently May 7th to May 8th. All of which to say, like we started the show with, we're trying to answer a question that I suspect has no real answer, but nevertheless plagues us as much as the weather does, right? It's this question of when is the right time to travel? How am I going to beat the jam? What do I need to do? So that's what we're going to be trying to address after this.
Yes, and let us know, really. Are you going to be on the road this weekend? What are your plans? How do you factor all of these things in and, you know, draw out that game plan as you hit the roads? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. After this, we'll be learning some of the answers to these questions with Engineer Chin Ka Kyong, who is Managing Director of Perunding Ato Traffic. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Bringing fresh meaning, BFM 89.9.
It's 5:13. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And ahead of the very long weekend with many people, balik kampung, really, we thought we'd look at what the best time is to take to the highways, to make that drive. And so we'd like to hear from you. Are you going to be on the road this weekend? What are your plans? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Joining us now is Engineer Chin Ka Kyong, Managing Director of Perunding Ato Traffic. Ka Kyong, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. Good evening, Sharmila and Lynn, for having me on air.
So Raya is, of course, just around the corner. And with all of this lifting of restrictions, we are going to be seeing more people drive across states to visit their families, particularly after 2 years of not being able to do that. What have you heard from people about their balik kampung plans?
Yeah, almost all my Muslim friends have confirmed that they are definitely returning to kampungs or hometowns. And many non-Muslim friends are also planning to do the same. It's like we have just gotten out of jail after 2 long years.
So, you know, we talked about this just now, or rather we complained about this just now. We've already started seeing congestion on our major roads. Can you give us a sense of what traffic is like during major festivities such as Raya? And when does it really start to pick up?
Okay, I think normally before Raya, then the Eid is the peak, the start of it. But this year is a bit special, really. We have a long break, a long weekend break with the May Day holiday. And then Monday is also holiday because May Day is on a Sunday, really. So I think some people have started to leave Klang Valley since yesterday evening. And I think this traffic will build up towards this evening. Yeah, and then also right up to Raya Eve. But definitely the May Day will have to reduce this rush back to kampongs and hometowns this year. Yeah.
So what can we learn from the past year's traffic patterns and flow? What does traffic look like at its heaviest?
Yeah. Okay, I think the travel time advisory has already been issued by PLAS and ANE on the North South Express Highway and also the KL Karak and the LPT 1, LPT 2 highway. They're based on what they've learned from the past experience. So the pattern is quite predictable when you start to analyze the data over several years. So this year, the long weekend break will surely help to spread out the travel demand over 2-3 days. So I think the journey time will increase by 30% to 50%, which is normal if there's no road incidents along the way.
I'm going to take a guess. I think PLAS bears the highest load, but I wanted to ask you for sure, which highways are the ones that are the busiest?
Okay, yeah, you're right. PLAS, yes. Because it's along from north to south, they definitely have the highest load, and they're talking about 2 million, this over the Raya break. Yeah, yeah. On a single day, they say, but probably it'll be lesser when it breaks. When you spread out over the few days. Yeah, but I think the worst one is always the KL Karak Highway at the Gombak Toll Plaza. Yeah, so those of us, because, you know, there's also this Genting where a lot of people will run, you know, over this weekend, go there for, you know, the coolness and things like that. And the new theme park has been opened at the end. So I think this is still going to be the worst one. And also, if you know, many people from outstation from the East Coast, they don't use the RFID or smart tag yet. They're still using touch and go. So even though it's toll free now, you still have to touch tap on the your ETC, your touch and go card before you let the barrier come up. Really. So I think this is going to be the worst. Yeah.
Where exactly on the PLAS?
PLAS. I think from my experience, the Sungai Duo is actually quite terrible. Really. Yeah. Yeah. Because this the the gateway towards Kedah Police and those who want to go to southern Thailand. Yeah. And then, of course, towards Malacca, it's also another big problem, I think. And I don't know about the Causeway and LPT2 this year, I think, yeah? Because we may expect, because, you know, May Day holiday also, right? So Singaporeans may take this big chance to come across to Malaysia because of the, you know, we no longer need to have the vaccination and whatnot. Yeah? Not vaccination, what do you call that? The special test, huh? I think. These are the few points that I think we can expect congested traffic. Yeah.
How do you see the discounts and toll-free rates affecting traffic?
This is not my... This is for the first time this year, actually, we are fully electronic toll collection system, so you don't have to handle cash and everything like that. Normally, cash is the one that delay, you know, the transaction at the toll lanes, is it? So it's going to be no different from a normal peak hour when you have to, you know, touch your touch and go card as you pass through the toll lanes. Is it? So I don't see that it will help with it. Now, whether some people will change their travel dates just to enjoy the toll free, this yet to be seen also. But I think most families are too eager to spend more time with their family members in their kampongs. So this long weekend, you know, before the actual Hari Raya date, will actually help to spread out the travel demand. Yeah. Maybe, you know, the toll free discount may not be so attractive to those people who are already so not pent up to go. Yeah.
So for many of us, planning when to travel during these high traffic periods is really a combination of guesswork and experience. What can you tell us about the best time to start one's journey?
Okay, I think the best time to start is always when you are well prepared and ready to go. The driver must not be in, you know, must be in the best mood to start the journey. So having enough rest before starting the journey, I think this is most important. That then, you know, the travel time advisory from the toll highway operators like PLUS and ANE, these are good suggestions for the road users using the same highway, because this most of the travel would be like, you know, at least 5 to 6 or 7 hours journey time. So it's good to spread out. Let these people who want to, you know, to travel longer distance go out earlier, and then those of us who are traveling the shorter distance can start a bit later. We are still all in time, you know, to break fast or to join our family members for dinner. Is it? And you can always check with the Google and Waze before you move, because they do have the prediction of your estimated time of arrival. So you can see also, especially on Waze, you can see the whether there's any existing incidents or bottlenecks along your chosen travel route, so that you can at least, you know, plan to stop to rest and let the, you know, the traffic clear up before you go again.
So having said that, right, a lot of people still ascribe to this idea of driving very late at night or early in the morning as a way of avoiding traffic. Is this a good idea? What are some things to keep in mind?
Okay, I think whether you want to start the journey early in the morning or nighttime would depend on how many hours you expect to be driving. I would suggest that for those who need to, you know, travel at least 6 to 7 hours to reach their destination, to start early in the morning, say after breakfast, you know, and then take a short break every 2 hours at an RSA, yeah, so that, you know, you can have a rest, you know. Then some people may prefer night driving because it's cooler, and our highways are generally safe for night driving, but please do not speed. Speed kills, yeah? So I think that is the danger of driving at night. Okay? So those who choose to drive at night should be well rested before starting their journey. Yeah? I won't recommend night driving to those senior citizens, well, like myself, yeah, and anyone who reduced capabilities in their vision or ability to react quickly to avoid obstructions in their lanes. So, because, you know, it's very important, yeah, that you will be alert throughout the long journey.
What message would you like to leave us with ahead of this long raya and Labor Day weekend?
Yeah. I really wish, all BFM Muslim listeners, Selamat Hari Raya, and to everyone else, a nice long vacation. Yeah? And then hoping all of you will have a wonderful reunion with your family members and friends in your kampongs and hometowns. It's nice to have full freedom to travel again. So drive safe and stay safe. That's all from me, I guess.
Kakyang, thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you very much. Yeah, nice chatting with you.
That was Engineer Chin Kakyong, Managing Director of Perunding Ato Traffic, helping us understand road traffic patterns, the best time to leave ahead of the long weekend, of course. Let us know, are you going to be on the road this weekend? What are your plans? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We do have some messages.
Yes. So I'm actually kind of surprised that people are sharing tips. I thought everybody might be like, you know, like when you ask what's a favorite restaurant and
like secret,
nobody
secret
wants
tips that they only keep for themselves and their close people.
Yeah, because it's like now that I've said it out loud, everybody is also going to be doing this. But okay, we have Ayman who says, I thought somewhere in the middle, like early Sunday morning would be the best time. But now that the government announced free toll this weekend, I roll.
Yeah, I actually really wonder how many people might change their plans depending on the toll, the free toll. Because on the one hand, yes, you know, you want to make the most of the time you have. On the other hand, depending on how far you're driving, that toll really does add up.
It does. I think it also depends on why you're traveling, because of course, if you are balik kampung and you haven't seen people in a long time, maybe it will matter less. If on the other hand, you're holidaying, then I think that your math might be a little bit different. We also have Fazli who says, ha 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 ha, 20 years of balik kampung has taught me that the best bet is crack of dawn. Even then, there will be plenty of cars, but at least traffic will be moving. Any later, then enjoy the sea of steel. Glad most of my family moved to KL. Here's the kicker. Enjoy the jam, suckers.
With devil emoji some more. That's some real glee there, really, I have to say. I've never been an early crack of dawn driver. I don't know why. I usually tend to just brave the traffic, which doesn't sound very smart, I know.
I have been a crack of dawn driver, but then I get very, I don't feel all that fantastic driving next to heavy duty vehicles, and you see a lot of long haul vehicles kind of out and about at that hour. So it's a push and pull. I think it really depends on what you're used to.
V says, I left the town this morning to travel back and the traffic was pretty smooth, smoother than usual. Any time after traveling this evening until tomorrow will be a nightmare. I suggest drink less water or prepare body liquid disposal kit in the car and a very good Never Tired sing-along jam on the highway playlist.
Yes. I mean, sure. I think that there are a lot of good tips there. I would also go back to what our guest Ka Kyong brought up earlier and take advantage of the rest stop areas because, you know, there's something to be said for an actually provided body liquid disposal area.
Keep those thoughts coming. What are your plans? Are you going to be on the road this weekend? You can call 777-332-900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Plenty of tips coming through, so if you have any that you'd like to share, send them through as well. Keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.